The Chafetz Chaim, we're on page Chafein, introduction, and the Chafetz Chaim was enumerating which prohibitions a person transgresses when he says Lashon Hara. We're up to letter Vav. One who recounts Lashon Hara and one who listens to Lashon Hara are also in transgression of the prohibition, do not desecrate my holy name, Hashem says. Because when it comes to saying Lashon Hara, there's no tangible pleasure from saying Lashon Hara. There's no real desire, ooh, I'd love to go eat that hamburger. There's no tangible draw. There's no tangible attraction to Lashon Hara. So there's no real explanation. Why does one's desire push him, propel him to say Lashon Hara? So this transgression is considered as an act of rebellion, where a person removes the yoke of heaven from upon himself. And so this transgression is exceptionally severe in that there is a desecration of Hashem's name with this transgression. And this is true with regards to an average person. But if it's someone who everyone looks up to, undoubtedly, when he says Lashon Hara, so there's a desecration of Hashem's name with his Lashon Hara. And even more so, if this was done publicly, undoubtedly, this is a very severe transgression. That would be considered a desecration of Hashem's name publicly. So what the Chafetz Chaim added today was that Lashon Hara, being that there's no tangible, there's no physical attraction, so then when one says Lashon Hara, it's as though they are removing the yoke of heaven from upon them, and so there's a desecration of Hashem's name. Aside from the other prohibitions, there's also this aspect of a Chilul Hashem, a desecration of Hashem's name, in saying or in listening to Lashon Hara.